I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. BG Day, the BG Live pre-party at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville, brought to you by Miller Lite. Joining us now, the first coach to ever win the Super Bowl as coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Coach Doug Peterson, joins us now for BG Day. Coach, thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'm honored to call in and talk a little bit about BG.
Dougie P, what's up, brother?
What is going on, man?
You know what, Doug? Jack and I were talking earlier. We never think about the fact that you and Ike were actually teammates for a year. Do you have any, before we get to BG? Do you have any Ike memories as the player, Ike?
Ike was a stud, man. He was obviously a great linebacker, good special teams player, just an all around great teammate, man. Didn't have a great year that first year, but man, we had some fun times.
We did, Coach. I appreciate the kind words. Don't let them bait you into telling you anything.
Well, you never know. You know.
I'll keep it above board.
Yeah, for now. So, yeah. Coach, you know, do you still, you know, you as part of the you know, legendary team, the first Eagles team to win the Super Bowl, do you still run into Eagles fans here and there? And if so, like, what is that experience like for you?
You know, living down here in Jupiter, Florida, there's a ton of Eagle fans around this city and around this part of the country down here. And whether, you know, playing golf or just out in the community having dinner, you're always going to run into an Eagles fan or somebody that's visiting down here. And they're obviously very appreciative of that first Super Bowl. And they bring up a lot of great memories. In fact, my wife and I were just in Philadelphia this past weekend for a wedding. And we stayed downtown there. And it was fun. It was fun to run into a lot of fans and people remembered that first one and you feel proud, you feel honored to have represented that city and that organization to get them that championship and it's very special to me.
What was it like for you, Coach, to watch this team this past year? Obviously they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago and lost to Kansas City, but watching this team this year, Saquon being here, watching Jalen have the year he had, did you draw anything from watching this team this year win it to the way you guys did it back in 17?
Yeah, you know, obviously I brought the Jaguars there, I think, in week three this past year and played an Eagles team that we felt early in the season, if you're going to beat this team, you got to beat them early, and they ultimately, you know, won that game that day. But, you know, I saw the improvement watching them all season long and how Jalen really, I think Jalen took that team from a leadership standpoint on his shoulders and led that football team. Now the addition of Saquon was tremendous and having that type of run game that they had. I just think they learned from, you know, the Super Bowl that they lost a couple years ago. And those guys were hungry. They were determined. You know, Nick did a great job of just leading that team as well. And, just the right guys, had the right guys there. And you know, obviously today is BG Day, and he was one of those guys, you know, mm-hmm. that could lead that football team. And just like he did in, 17-18 when we won the championship that year.
Yeah, and we'll get to you with BG. I want to ask you one quick thing about Jalen, because you just mentioned him. You guys drafted him back in 20. Watching Jalen develop from his early days as a rookie to you seeing where he's at now, he's been to the Super Bowl twice and now has won a Super Bowl. I guess I'm trying to figure out the right way to phrase the question, but I know you got to be happy. I wanted to say proud, but how happy are you to watch his development at the quarterback position and what he has become since you guys saw what you saw on him back in 2020?
You know, for me, there's no surprise. There is no surprise for me that he's been able to lead that team, that organization. You know, obviously the success they've had to win a championship. It's the same things we saw and what I saw in him coming out of college, whether he was at Alabama, Oklahoma. You know, he's got a pedigree that is a winning pedigree, and he's the type of guy and type of player that's going to put in the hard work, the things you talk about as a coach. He's the one that does it, and you know, the guys respond. The guys respond to that, and they appreciate that from him. And just watching him grow the last couple of years, and you know, again, let's just talk about Saquon and Jalen Hurts together. I mean, that's what a quarterback wants, right? A quarterback wants the running game, where you don't have to put it on your shoulders to win it every game, throwing the football, and that's what the Eagles did this past year, and it took a lot off of Jalen. But at the same time, when the plays needed to be made, he made them, and that's what champions do, that's what winners do, and that's who Jalen is.
Talking to former Eagles head coach Doug Peterson on BG Day, Doug, to talk to you about Brandon Graham, I want to ask you first about the player on the field, and then we can talk about what he was like, you know, as a leader off the field. On the field, what do you remember best about Brandon as a player for you?
I think the biggest thing for me as the head coach, you know, for the 5 years that I was there, was the fact that he was available every single day. Meaning he showed up to work every single day, ready to practice, ready to get better, ready to lead his football team, and would do anything you'd ask him to do. If we needed somebody to play special teams, he could play special teams. That's what he did early in his career. If he had to play, you know, a three technique or a shade, he could do that. If you put him out on an end, come off the edge, he could do that. I mean, just a selfless individual, put his teammates first, over himself, and that's who he is. That's the type of player you want to build an organization around. And BG epitomized that, and that's what I appreciate about him, was the fact that every single day he was the same guy, and he had a smile on his face. I mean, you guys know him. He had a smile on his face. He was, you know, joking around. He was having a good time at practice or during games, and he loved to talk. And that's who he is, and that's what I remember the most about him.
The funny thing about BG is he'll have a smile on his face even when he's mad.
Yeah,
you know, exactly, like that. Right. There will be opportunities where he is pissed off, but he's still doing it with a smile on his face. So he has figured
exactly
out the way to deliver that. It does seem too, as his career has gone on, he has taken on more and more of a leadership role. You know, not just with his contemporaries, but with young players as well. Did you see that developing in the half a decade you were here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the type of player that he is. He was always teaching and leading the young guys. You know, we had Josh Sweat as a young player, you know, coming in. And you know, Derek Barnett was a young player at the time, the year we won the Super Bowl. These guys like that. And just over the course of the 5 years that I was there, just watching BG really embrace these guys and lead them and showing them what it's like to be a professional athlete and what it takes and, you know, the sacrifice it takes and just a great person that way, with some of those young players that you bring onto your team, and watching his career, you know, obviously close up and then again from afar, he's the same. You know, he's the same person day in, day out.
And Doug, you got to see BG from when they drafted him, so you saw him early in his career. As you was a part of Coach Reed's staff back then, you got to see him young and develop into the player that he became when you got a chance to coach him. His maturity level and his leadership and that development from a coach's perspective, the importance of, I guess, those are some of the qualities you see in a player when you draft them, but I would imagine being able to stick with a player and believing in those qualities and traits in a guy is a little bit rewarding for a coach when you watch those things develop in him the way they did in BG. BG had some traits in him early that I'm sure the staff saw in him, but to watch him those things develop as career went on, I'm pretty sure that had to be rewarding as a coach to see.
Yeah, Ike, it was great to see as a coach. You know, you remember early back in his early days too. I mean, there were days when, you know, sometimes you wouldn't think he was going to make it, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, things were stacked against him a little bit early in his career, and you know, but here's a guy that continued to work and really, as you mentioned, mature and grow as an athlete, grow as a person, not only on the field but off the field as well, with the leadership, you know, obviously there. And then I get a chance to come back as the head coach and coach him as a head coach and just see the growth and the maturity and the level of professionalism that BG, you know, brought to the team. And you know, the 5 years that I was there, just watching that and then just continuing to watch. And then I've had, you know, when I was in Jacksonville, you know, we had two opportunities to come back and play the Eagles, and to see him from the other sideline, he's the same guy. And he's battled adversity, you know. You don't get to the top, you don't win championships without adversity, and he's battled it physically and obviously mentally and emotionally and all that. But again, he's worked himself into that type of player, and so his career is what the city of Philadelphia is. It's what the Eagles organization is, and you know, he's been great at it his entire career.
Doug Peterson with us, former Eagles head coach. Let me take you back to the Super Bowl and the strip sack itself. Now, I remember the first time I was on an NFL field during the game on the sideline. I was stunned at how little you can see, like on the sideline, because you don't think, when you're watching on TV or in the stands, you see everything. But when you're on the field, everything's flat. It's very hard to see, you know, across the sideline or whatever. When the strip sack happened, did you see it? Did you just know what happened based on the result, like the reaction from everybody? What was that moment for you?
Well, initially, I didn't realize that BG had jumped inside and got over the guard. That was the first thing. I did not see that. I was, you know, obviously hearing the defensive call and making sure the guys were, you know, in the right spots and all that. But then when the ball was snapped being an offensive coach, you kind of watch kind of the offensive team and how the play kind of develops against the defense. That's just where my eyes typically go. But there was a flash in the backfield, and next thing I saw, I looked back and Tom was getting hit. And it was BG that got the strip sack. He, a great move on the guard, and was able to get himself back there and get his hand, you know, get his hand on Tom's arm and knock that ball loose. And then Derek Barnett was able to pick it up and big turnover, and obviously, you know, helped us win that game. But huge play. I mean, huge play in that game where BG was able to use his athleticism, his strength, his power, his size at that time, to really, you know, push the pocket and get an edge and eventually, you know, get the ball out of Tom's hands.
A regular debate on this show, Coach Peterson, this is very important, is what is the bigger play, the Philly special or the strip sack. Now, if I had to ask you, Doug Peterson, Coach Doug Peterson of that team, what was the bigger play?
Are those
what
the
would
only
your answer
plays
be?
I get to pick?
Well, those are the only two. We're only giving you those two.
You know, I would throw in a third. I would throw in the other fourth and one at like the minus 35-yard line.
Yes, big decision,
where we,
buddy.
Where we hit Ertz for a first down.
That went on to
score that drive and give us the lead. But you know, I honestly, the Philly special is a great play, and it's going to go down in history as one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. And I'm very proud of that and the way the team, you know, rallied and the way we executed. But really, I think in the biggest moment to really ice our game in that moment, you gotta look at that strip sack and what happened. You know, it led to a field goal, which put us up 8 points. And so, you know, with under 2 minutes to go in that football game. So to me, you know, as coaches, we talk to players all the time. You never know when the play is coming to you. Make the plays that come your way. And BG made a play that came his way. Now, the Philly special, those guys made a play as well. So I'd have to go BG, strip sack, one, and then a close 1A Philly special.
I like it.
I have the other side. Coach.
That's the quarterback.
I got a defensive guy sitting in the room. There, so I have to go with the defense. Come on.
I like it.
Coach, just a quick question personally. You know, the NFL coach lifestyle seems absolutely excruciating to me. I mean, it is just a constant cycle of coaching and tape and preparation, and it never ends. Are you able to take this time and, like, breathe a little bit, like, not being in that cycle for the first time in a very long time?
You know, we just came through the NFL draft, and I wanted to put on tape and watch college players and you know, this, that, and the other, but I was able to also just kind of pull away and relax and just kind of enjoy it, just look at it from afar and just watch everything kind of unfold and probably look at it more from a fan's perspective, I think, than anything else. You know, you're right. The coaching profession is not easy. You know, the hours are long during the regular season and you put in a lot of time to try to win a football game and then obviously coach the guys, you know, during the week, and get them prepared that way as well. And, you know, and the biggest thing too that I can appreciate with the teams in Philadelphia and even the teams in Jacksonville for me is that, you know, players can see through coaches, right? And I always wanted to be one of those coaches that was very honest and open and transparent and you know, roll up my sleeves and go to work with those guys. And if they can believe in that and you give them a constant message each and every day, you know, they're going to fight for you. And that team in, you know, 2017-18 to win that championship, it was a great football team that way. They fought for each other. They fought for me. They fought for that coaching staff, the organization. And much like the team this past year, you know, you could see it, you know, with that Eagles team, how they pulled for one another and played for one another and ultimately won a championship again. So it is a grind, but this time of year has been good to just step away and spend time with family and you know, enjoy our grandbabies and you know, see what comes next for myself.
Now that I think there must have been a
grandbabies.
You're not old enough for grandbabies. Come on, man.
Well, hold on. I got
oh yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Easy over there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Welcome to the granddad club.
Yeah.
There you go.
Coach.
We're getting old.
Yep.
If you don't mind me asking, when Carson got hurt that year, there must have been some doubt inside of you that you guys could still achieve that ultimate goal. How do you get past that? Like, how do you move on and just say, we still have a job to do?
You know, that was a tough moment for the football team. Because Carson was playing extremely well that year and was having a heck of a season, you know, and was obviously in the conversation for MVP and all that year. And I think that was like, you know, gosh, I think it was like week 12 or 13. I think we won that game in LA, and I think we went to 11-2 after that. But you know what? I think it's part of the, for me, why that team is so special, how they rallied around each other. And it was always, as you know, I mean, you've heard that before, it's always the next man up mentality. And the guys, you know, we lost Jason Peters that year. We lost Chris Maragos that year. We lost Darren Sproles that year. You know, Jordan Hicks that year. We lost, and then Carson Wentz. So we lost five key players that season, and still go on, you know, to win a championship. And the guys rallied around Nick Foles. Nick did a great job coming in and controlling the offense and leading the football team. But it wasn't about one guy. You know, it was about the entire football team. And we had some great leaders that year. And I think that's the what makes it so special for me as the coach, being around a team that just gave of themselves, you know, for each player, and we were ultimately able to get it done.
Well, Coach, it was a great moment. I oftentimes tell this story. I was lucky enough to be at the ring ceremony because my dad made me his plus one. And after, I think it was after the rings, there was a line for ice cream. And I'll always remember seeing you in line, because I was in line as well for ice cream, and looking at you and saying, that is the happiest guy in the world. He just won the Super Bowl. He's in line. He got his ring. He's in line for ice cream. What a moment. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody happier in my life, Coach, than you were
at
that moment.
Two of my most favorite things, right? Ring and ice cream. Yeah. I was happy that night, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Well, Coach Peterson, we appreciate you coming on today to talk about Brandon Graham and that year. And you're always a hero around here, man. So we appreciate it quite a bit.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Coach.
There he is.
Take care.
Doug Peterson. Man, I feel like I could talk to Coach Peterson about that year forever. You know what I mean? Because of all that happened that year, even him bringing up the other injuries, and it was just a year that, much like 22, by the way, a year that people did not expect.
Yeah.
You know, nobody expected that team to compete for a Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, they're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a crazy evolution and, like, just such a moment, I thought it was.
Yeah. And listen, Doug, man, Doug, my quarterback in 1999.
Yep.
We were, and he was the starting quarterback for Andy Reid's first career win.
Yep.
We beat the Dallas Cowboys. I believe we beat them 14-10, I believe, in an ugly game for Andy's first win in 1999. And Doug was the quarterback. Doug was our quarterback then. And then to come back to give us our first ever
Super Bowl
win. Man, Dougie P. And always, I don't say this a whole lot, but, his wife, my wife, pretty cool. His wife is still generous every year. Sends my wife school supplies
every year
for her students. Because, you know, these teachers out there that may be listening, they know the state does not fund you enough to actually get the things you need to teach proper in class, or, you know, all those types of things. And so it can become expensive when you're coming out of pocket to get all the things you need to be an effective teacher. And Jeannie Peterson, as well as some other wives, Connie Dawkins, some other wives, Tam Trotter before she passed away. Those were annual contributors to my wife and her aid of helping teaching and helping her out. So I know his wife sends school supplies every year. So I wanted to throw that out there. That's the familyhood of this thing of ours that we do, that goes past the years that we played the game together and those connections that remain.
That also prevents him from giving us any good Ike Reese player story, by the way. Couldn't even give us one locker room story. Well, no, Ike walks around without a towel. Couldn't get that. You know?
No, here's the one thing I appreciate about Dougie P. He wasn't going to make up a story.
Nope.
And we only played together for a year.
Right.
So he only got to see me for that year in 99.
Yep. Jack.
I don't think I was doing anything wild at that point. I was just happy to be on the team.
Second year. Well, Jack mentioned it to me. We were talking on the way over, and he said, you know, we never talk about Doug being on the same team as Ike. I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
But he didn't give us anything. Come on, coach. Give us something.
Well, he did give us a big answer. Officially on the record.
Well,
we overrated the Philly special. That was Doug's word.
There was no way. It wasn't his words.
Doug said overrated.
There was no way he was going to pick his play
on BG.
First off, it's Foles' play.
Well, hold on. I like the fact, he slid in his play.
The Zach Ertz play.
The decision to go for it on fourth and one.
It's the most underrated play in Philadelphia sports.
Big balls.
He brought it up.
Big balls, Doug.
Yeah.
Big balls, Doug.
Fourth and one to Ertzy? Come on, man.
Yep. All right. 215-592.
God, that game was awesome. This last Super Bowl, too, wasn't close enough.
It wasn't close enough.
But it was nice to not have a close game.
Wouldn't it have been better if it was close? 215-592-9494.
What did you remember?
Yeah. It is BG Day. We're the Great American Pub in Phoenix for the BG Live pre-party brought to you by Miller Lite. Miller Lite specials all day long. Coming up next, we will take your calls on BG and your BG memories. And we will talk about a team. It's a little bit hot.
Heating up
a little bit. That's the Philadelphia Phillies. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the BG Live pre-party from the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. Thanks to Miller Lite. We got some Miller Lite specials all show long. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Damn. Jack, a bunch of Twitter questions.
Yeah.
All right. First one, who's more famous, the Rizzler or Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Huh?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, I would imagine she won that
73.9%.
Yes.
Yeah, I tag her in it. You got to tag her in it next time. And is Reggie White on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore?
Uh-oh.
What do you think the vote is here?
I would say yes. 75%.
There he goes. Look at that guy's back. 76.3%.
Wow.
Boom.
It's good.
Because people know
I can't wait till Eagles Mount Rushmore time during Mount Rushmore week.
Let me say, yeah. Here's the other thing. He obviously is remembered as an Eagle here, right?
Yes.
I get the whole National Packers nonsense that some of you guys like to spew out.
Not me.
Not you.
Yep.
But to think Philadelphians wouldn't consider Reggie White an Eagle, it's the most outlandish thing I've ever heard in my life, man.
To be honest with you, I don't even think nationally he's – maybe it's bias, but I feel like I see as much
Reggie White
stuff as
Eagle
an Eagle
stuff,
as a Packer.
Yes.
Like when I'm watching TV, watching NFL Network or ESPN or whatever, it's not just like Reggie White, all-time Packer. His Eagles history is definitely noted.
People who know Reggie White know Reggie White was in Philadelphia first.
Yes, for almost a decade.
Yes, and they know how great he was as an Eagle.
We got to get rid of Jack and
I'm
Elliott.
Telling you. Between him and LT, like that's your argument for the two greatest defensive players ever.
Mm-hmm. Come on. All right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Dawkins. Well, listen, I love Dawg.
It's not as great as
him. Not the greatest.
Oh, here we go.
He's not Reggie. As a player, he's not. No offense, Dawg.
No.
He's not
we
Reggie.
We don't have to do that. Yeah. We don't have to do that.
All right. Yes. We'll get to the High Hopes baseball report. High Hopes Jackie baseball report.
Yes.
Sorry. In a moment. Warren and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP on BG Day.
Afternoon, boys. Got to tell you, it's always good hearing the coach and stuff like that. As much as I want to talk about Brandon Graham, I heard you talk about this Super Bowl compared to the last. Let me tell you something. While the game's going on, I want that blowout. Doesn't matter. But that first Super Bowl, that was the most unbelievable game I've ever seen in my life. Forgetting, say, next man up. Like, you've played. How many coaches have said that to you, next man up? But that is the first time we're glossing over the fact that how many guys got hurt. Forget our main quarterback. You got to give this coach any statue they put up of him. You talk about Reggie other places. Doug Peterson's nothing but an Eagle to the day I die, at least. That was an unbelievable coaching job, what he got these guys to do. They would run through walls for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, yeah.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Absolutely.
I actually, until you said it, I didn't even remember he was here for 5 years. It just seems so much shorter when I'm looking back on it. But, you know, he was
not only that, he was here 5 years, but he was also on Andy's staff.
Right, as quarterback coach.
Yeah.
Right, yep.
Tell you what, it's real funny when you, it's not so funny anymore when people hear them say it's a gold standard. Remember that? What we used to get grief over there?
Gold standard.
We are the gold standard. I got to do this with Brandon Graham. I'm sure you remember hockey and the Flyers. The funny thing with Brandon, as beloved as he is, and he deserves every second, Flyers had a guy named Keith Primo we brought in. Nobody liked, nobody wanted. They thought it was a bad trade. Do you remember when we drafted Brandon? They weren't real happy with the pick. He made himself one of the most beloved athletes ever to play in this city.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, he did.
It's an incredible
turn. You remember when he got drafted?
Yes.
It wasn't the happiest.
Yes.
They thought, got to tell you, no matter what.
I was there at the draft when all the boos rang out. We were down, we were at the link. I was
you
there.
You remember this?
Yes.
It's like, could you imagine if Evan Turner had become one of the greatest Sixers of all time?
Right.
It's like, it's insane to think about, you know?
Yeah.
No, but as I said, it's funny how it turns out. And, you know, you could say Kelsey and B-Dawg, but I got to tell you, this man's been there for both parades. This man's an Eagle through and through. God bless him, man, what he brought to the city. We should have more class acts like him around and you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Warren.
Great call, yeah. I tell you, man, I go back and forth with Kelsey and BG. Love them both.
On Mount Rushmore.
I always call it my core four. The core four, Kelsey, BG, Fletcher, and Lane. But Kelsey and BG would be the face of the core four.
Yeah.
Both great stories. Stories of perseverance. We forget. Kelsey was on the trading block, too.
Yep.
We forget. That whole speech he did at the parade was in part to some of the naysayers here.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so that was, like, Kelsey also has that sort of trials and tribulations, overcoming adversity, undersized, right? Like, Kelsey has that going on with him as well.
100%,
yeah. And he was a sixth-round pick.
Yep.
He was a sixth-round pick. That's why I go back and forth.
So Kelsey on the Mount Rushmore.
With he and BG. For me, it would have to be a different type of Mount Rushmore. If you're saying the face that represents this era of Eagles football, it's the core four. I can't pick one.
Oh.
Yeah,
we want me to.
I know.
Well, look, all I'm doing is
It's all four of them. What do you want me to do?
Bro, you can play these games on BG Day. I'll let you play these games on BG Day. When it's Mount Rushmore week, we're holding you down. Yeah, I won't go to break for 3 straight hours until you answer the freaking question. I'm just being honest with you.
And he is being honest.
Yeah, I'm being honest.
Yes.
Nick Sirianni joins us at 4. If you missed Doug Peterson, he was with us at 3. You can do the rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report right after Jackie Baseball tells you about our friends at National Appliance Warehouse.
Emphasis on our friends.
Our friends.
Yep. You were in the...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
House for the first time, like full over the weekend?
So all of my appliances in my kitchen, National Appliance Warehouse, I did dishes in the dishwasher.
No.
I got National Appliance. Oh, dude!
Ah, what a dishwasher.
Dude! And I was playing with the drawer-out microwave that I got National Appliance. Ah!
Yep.
Wait, last thing.
Playing with your dishwasher, huh?
Yep, that last thing. The water thing on the fridge, it's got an auto thing, so you just put the glass there, and it fills up the water. You don't even have to hold the thing
down.
Does
it have crushed ice, or do you still have the cube ice?
I haven't tried the ice yet.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure it has it all.
Yes, National Appliance Warehouse. Anyway, tax-free Delaware. Go ahead,
John. Yeah, it's the best. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows National Appliance Warehouse is the best. Spike's currently living it. My parents got a dishwasher from there. I mean, National Appliance Warehouse, they're heating up, and they're down tax-free Delaware. Obviously, that means you're going to get a great price. That's also guaranteed by PriceSure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. So you're going to get that. Also, they have great savings events going on, but you're going to get the right appliance. I mean, Spike had to narrow down his choices to only two. Don't worry.
Yeah, they've got tons.
Over 100 brands.
Tons of brands.
15,000 square foot showrooms, so they have the right appliance for you. And on top of that, you're going to get a knowledgeable, friendly, family-like atmosphere at National Appliance Warehouse. It's something that they fully believe in. We talk about culture with the sports teams. Culture matters here as well. And on top of that, installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. They do it all at National Appliance Warehouse. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you. That's what I did. They rolled out. They were like, Fritz,
whoa,
he sent you?
Our guy?
Got to give you a special Fritz prize. Yep. All right.
That's a good voice you just did there.
Fritz prize. Let's talk a little baseball.
It's time for the
High Hopes
Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Buzz, what could you possibly be doing back there to where you're
coming off a good Friday, Buzz.
I know. Well, Buzz wasn't even producing Friday, so.
He wasn't producing Friday.
That's why the show was so good on Friday. You realize that?
Yeah, I have
the skill. That was producing Friday.
It was Justin.
Justin Morgan.
Yeah.
That's right, it was Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, my bad, Buzz.
Nah, Justin. I mean, look, Justin, look, he's got it together more than Buzz does. I love Buzz.
Wow.
But can I say, Buzz is too busy worrying about his friggin' weekend show when he's producing us.
He's worried about his jolly make fun of him for a segment hour.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I got to get my tweet out reminding everybody about the show. I don't have time to produce the show. Whereas Morgenstein is just dialed in. But whatever.
Wow.
Yep.
Everybody's got different priorities.
My bad, Buzz.
Yeah. No, setting them up.
Yep.
Setting them up. I would say there's some big audio from Bryce Harper in here. Phil stick 2-3 from the Diamondbacks.
There we go.
Three straight series wins.
Yep.
And, you know, yesterday could have been a great comeback.
Oh, man, would have been all time.
It would have been fantastic. Ranger was dominant early, and I think he's got tired.
Do you think he's got tired? So
got a little tuckered.
Kruk was bringing up.
Dominant for two innings?
He's dominant.
Two and two-thirds, right? Yeah. Well, he struck out the first two guys.
Basically
right?
The whole game.
Yeah.
It's the first time they've seen him all year.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, too. Kruk made a point during the broadcast about it happening when he moved to the stretch.
Yeah.
Is there anything there? Or
it can.
No?
I think his stuff just kind of flattened out as he was getting further into the start.
Mm. Back to the bullpen.
Nope. No, he's going to build up. Taiwan's in the bullpen.
Oh, great.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to exactly. Yeah, they have another long man. Him and Joe Ross are just going to be eating up innings out of the bullpen.
Taiwan's been looking good.
Joe Ross been looking good, too.
Yeah.
So how long do we stick with Ranger?
Well, more than one start, all right? Jeez. Elliot texted me in the middle of the game yesterday, is Ranger cooked? And I wanted to jump through my – it's fine. He might eventually – he's quick on the cooked meter because he likes seeing how revved up we can get.
Because he got one more guy right. He jumped on the MB thing, and now everybody's cooked.
Well, by the way, I will reveal his Eagles Mount Rushmore that he just tweeted out in a moment.
It was sickening.
It's just like it's
4:30,
disgusting.
4:30.
Yeah. But Nick on it.
But Nick, why just Howie? Why not Howie?
Yeah. Is Cooper on it yet?
Now this is very exciting for Ike.
Yes.
Where are we at on Knowles? Come on, man.
Come back.
Come on, man. Talk to
me. We're trying to keep quiet. Trying to keep quiet.
That's all I'm doing.
Don't let people pick up the scent that he might be back.
Yep. I need one more start.
Listen.
I need one more. I need to get through another one.
Knowles might be back, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I mean, Knowles, the team
finally gave him some run support.
Yeah, Knowles might be back. Knowles might be back.
Well, you know what helps? Going from 89 to 93 on his fastball.
That does help.
Weather warms up a little bit. Stuff are starting to look a little bit better. Either way, I mean, the rotation is shaping up very nicely. Lizardo was really good again on Friday. Wasn't totally dominant, but grinded his way through it. Nola, Sanchez is healthy again. Ranger, we'll see. Give it a couple more starts, but overall, you feel good about that. Also, you feel good about the trio of Dave Dombrowski signings this offseason. Slowly but surely, Max Kepler. Come on! Big home run on Friday, home run on Saturday. Oh, Kepi.
And by the way, thanks to Rob Thompson for you know, resting him on Sunday.
Well, you got to get Weston Wilson as the bats.
Yeah.
Weston Wilson went yard.
He did, but but he also struck out in a big at bat, right. And then
Thompson got a little cocky there with the second time he let Weston Wilson hit against the righty.
Yep.
I was like, all right, it worked one time. Wasn't exactly thrilled when he hit the home run.
And then, by the way, why is he? I think we all knew putting I don't know where they were from a bullpen standpoint, but sending Alvarado out there for the second inning again.
Yeah, that was just day off today.
Okay.
He's your best guy out there.
We've already won the series.
It's that or Carlos Hernandez. Like, who would you rather have?
Right. Okay.
A second inning of Alvarado or Carlos Hernandez.
All right, that's fair.
So the one that I do find the most interesting, though, is what Harper said after the game. Obviously, a lot was made on Friday. You know, I think Morning Show talked about Harper's leadership. Midday Show talked about Harper's leadership. And I think
you...
I talked about Harper's leadership.
Thank you.
Easy over there, Killer.
Well, it's just like, you know, we say things, we throw matches and we run away.
Here okay. we go. I was going to say that we talked about it as well.
Yep, yes. You brought it up. Yep.
Yep. And that's fine.
Okay.
But I think he got the hint. I think he knew what the temperature was like in the city. And he talked yesterday after the game, and I really think that it was interesting quote from Bryce, and I think he kind of got the message.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not where I want to be. Like I said, I mean, I've gone through stretches like this in my career. It's going to happen. I'll come back, come back out of it and be totally fine. But it's just a frustrating moment, just not being able to come through, and you know, realizing I got to be better for my teammates and the fans, and they expect that. This organization expects that. So you know, I think I hold myself to a really high standard, and my teammates do as well, and everybody else. So I gotta be better.
He's frustrated. Yeah. I mean, and you can see it in his eyes. Like, you can see it in how he's carrying himself. You just think about last year. It's not like he was doing this, just to paint a picture of last year versus this year. And not like he was doing this every game. But when they're in London, he does the whole goal celebration in London. And this year, like, you don't really see any emotion out of him at all. And I think he's frustrated, obviously. But I think... you know, when he's letting Jack, you brought this up on Friday. When he looks tight, it can make the team tight. Mm-hmm. I think, you know. So,
yeah, I'll say this in hearing those comments. This is why he doesn't get criticized like some other athletes.
Yep.
Because I don't know if every athlete holds themselves to that standard. I don't know if every star player is going to come out and be as honest about where he's at right now and knowing the expectations and things of that nature. He's not looking to blame anybody. He's not making any excuses. He's not ducking the media. And I believe that guys like that in his position, the Jalen Hurts, even Embiid, when he's going, well, like, if they're going to handle their rough times in a first-class manner, in a stand-up manner, they do deserve a little bit more rope. I'm not saying they are above criticism, but I think they should be above the over-the-top criticism, right? They should be above they should earn that because, A, they carry the weight of the franchise and the expectation, and they're compensated. Don't get me wrong for that, but I can appreciate the guys who don't run from that responsibility.
Yep.
Who embrace it, they accept it, and when they aren't playing well, they don't run and hide then. And I think for Bryce, for the most part, he's been stand up. He's been a stand-up guy even when he's not struggling. He does his little panic, playing well, but he's not running and hiding from this right now.
No, and he never throws teammates under the
bus. Exactly.
He can be critical, but he doesn't. That would like Embiid does, and he like I appreciate that.
Yes.
Whatever he's thinking, I don't know. I appreciate his outward energy.
Yes.
On it. It has made me appreciate him more that he takes that responsibility.
Yeah, and I think getting it from the standpoint of how teammates look at him as well, I think that that's what the comments were interesting about.
Sure.
Too. Because like I gotta be better for my teammates as well. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was good. Buzz, do you happen to have the Fransky audio from Friday night as well?
I heard that Friday.
Yeah, because that was
I heard it.
That was also interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was my bad. I should have told you. Well, it was
Well, but yeah, I don't want to talk about it till we play it. There we go. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
Seems to be this narrative about town that Bryce Harper isn't having any fun, isn't enjoying playing baseball. And I think the folks down at ground level would tell you differently. He's not happy that he's not hitting the way.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But you ask around and what kind of a teammate he's been and all that, the pitches up high. And they say Harper might be the best he's ever been as a teammate in terms of being supportive of others and staying engaged on the bench, even when things are not going well for him.
Well, what was it Harper said? You know, when I was a jerk, I hit great. Maybe I should go back to being a jerk. Now I'm trying to be a nicer guy, and I'm not hitting. I mean, I should go back to being a jerk. Yeah, he's not going to be jumping up and down. I don't think there's too many players who are going to be all thrilled and excited about struggling. Not that he's not like he's struggling for the whole month. Or just he's not where he wants to be.
All right. Well, Scott.
Yep.
First of all, your partner, Larry Anderson, was on our show on Wednesday. Larry said when he was watching it, he didn't see. I asked Larry Anderson, when you watch Bryce, is there any? Just ask him about performance. Is there anything you see? He immediately jumped to, they don't look like they're having any fun out there. It was the first thing he jumped to. And he said, I haven't been there, but people have mentioned it to me, and when I watch it, I don't see it. The only thing I would say, Scott Fransky is aces to me as a broadcaster, as a guy. Can we not do that? There's a narrative. Can we not? Like, everybody who watches the team and watches Bryce Harper could see him acting differently. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's inside of him, but I can. We see him for 3 hours a night, every night, more than we see family members, you know, if you're watching every Phillies game. I just hate when we do this thing where there's a thing being made up about and we need, you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty clear when you watch Bryce Harper that he was not as outwardly, you know, happy, whatever the word is.
He's a little mopey.
A little mopey. So that's all. I just don't think it was being made up. And I also don't think there was anybody publicly saying, I know for sure that Bryce is X, Y, or Z. I think people were just talking about what they saw.
It's the biggest thing that fans were thinking, I think, watching the Phillies the last week and a half.
Yeah, that's all.
What's going on with Bryce?
Yeah.
He didn't make a nice swing adjustment on Saturday. I'm sure you saw it. I'm sure you're thrilled.
Wait, what's that?
He made a nice swing adjustment on Saturday.
I didn't notice. His
bat was just up higher. He didn't do any of the motion a little bit. Yeah, and then Sunday got it back and went, yeah.
There you go.
I don't ever want to watch baseball that close.
Where you know where the bat is?
Yeah.
I'll do it for you, buddy.
And I know you notice it, yeah, because you watch those.
Do you want to talk about Lazaro changing a slider grip on Friday?
No, remember when I was like with Romano?
Romano.
Yeah, Romano.
Whatever.
Yeah, about the tipping of the pitches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
He's just tipping.
It's baseball.
Is what it is.
It's the greatest.
Sometimes your glove flares out a little bit. It's fastball versus.
There's not one sport that I hate the nuance of the sport more than baseball.
Oh, that's what baseball is.
The unwritten rules.
It's all nuance. Yeah.
That's sports.
If Scott didn't use narrative, if he just skipped the word
narrative. Is the one that drives it crazy.
You leave Fransky alone.
Well, he'd leave us alone.
He didn't say us.
He was talking about us. He's on his way to the ballpark.
Yeah. Throw a rock in the crowd and the hit dog will holler.
Narrative.
Right now we're hollering.
The narrative.
He didn't say us.
Speaking of the narrative.
The narrative.
And you ought to know not to mess with Fransky.
I'm not messing with Fransky. I thought the audio was interesting. And, you know, the big narrative. Is he ever going to work again?
Oh, who knows? I don't comment on that. All right, coming up next, Coach Nick Sirianni joins us to talk about Brandon Graham on BG Day. Speak of BG Day, we are at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party. Miller Lite, thanks to Miller Lite. Miller Lite specials all day long while we're here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.